The Gemara on the Pei Mem Aleph puts another raya. It's Machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi. Gemara about 2 lines before they get white. Tashma, maybe get in Vinas Yam Benostin Lav Lo Amal Lav Befanil Kafar Nechtan in Niskay Mechosim of Kashev and Lav Pasim. This is the brisa that we've been waiting for, right? V'lo Omar Lav Befanil Kafar Nechtan. We pointed out that the previous brisa at the top of Daf Hei does not say V'lo Omar. Not the brisa, the Mishnah. The Gemara and Daf Hei Amar Aleph on the top quotes the Mishnah Daf Tes. So that Mishnah said V'lo Omar. That Mishnah said V'eino Yochol Omar. Tafdalad on the base. Right? Tanana, maybe given Vinas Yam Venayokalom of Anyutta van Nachtan, and Yeshlavetim is Kaiba Chosna. So Tosfos was Medayak. It's interesting that the Mishnah says Veino Yochalom, right? It doesn't say Velo Omar. He has this whole diuk that it couldn't be talking about Elim because of that. What's the Nafkamina? Is it really so Meduyak? Like, does it matter? So the truth is, this Brisa says Velo Omar. Right? So you see, there is something interesting by the fact that the Mishnah doesn't say Velo Omar. Okay, what does this brisa say? You bring a gift from Medina Sayam, v'lo omar lav b'fanil d'fanil nechtam, zok the brisa, niskayim b'chosm v'koshev im lav pasal. If there's kiyam, everything is fine. But if not, then it's pasal. So, hevi lo hutzuchu lama b'fanil d'fanil nechtam l'hachmer alei, ela l'hokel aleha, right? They didn't require b'fanil d'fanil nechtam l'hachmer aleha, to be machmer on the isha. To be machmer on the isha, meaning that without b'fanai, the get is mamish pasul. Klomar says Rashi. Emar meyata lo atzuchu alam b'faninuta lahachmer dechimakuyim nitzriche. The chacham didn't require b'faninuta faninatam to the extent that even if the get is makuyim, you're still going to require b'fanin. It's hachumra. You need the b'faninuta faninatam, and without that, it's pasul. She can't remarry. The get is pasul. No, lahakel aleha. It's to be makel on her. To be makel on her that she doesn't need kiyum. Not that she needs b'fanai even in place of kiyum, but l'hokel aleha, the loma tzuchinan le'tre sadi achrina. We don't need 2 eidim for kiyum. If she says b'fanai, if the shliya says b'fanai, that's enough. And that's what we see from this brisa. So, zok the gemara, l'ravanicha, l'rabakasha. According to Rabbi, everything is great. If you have a kiyum, there's no need for b'fanai. B'fanai takes the place of kiyum, l'kula. But if you have mamish, if you have kiyum shtaros, even without a b'fanai, you're fine. But the problem is, according to Rabbi, if you have the same b'fanai, b'fanai nechtam because of lishma, so you can have kiyum from Haim Pizmorgan, you're still missing lishma. How does this work? The same pizma that we had before. La'acha shalamdu, they learned already about lishma, they makabel the drosha of lishma, so therefore Rabbah doesn't require b'fanai. The only need for b'fanai is mishum kiyum, and the miskay mechos v'kosha. The miskay mechos v'kosha. Frank the Gemara, v'ha'am egzer sh'me'achzer hadover l'kol kula. Didn't we keep on saying that there's egzera, even l'achash lom, you still need b'fanai according to Rabbah. So zog the Gemara kishenisis. We're talking about that she already remarried. So now that she remarried, we're not going to require b'fanai. As long as she has kiyum, that's fine. Kishanisis, it's okay. Kishalonisis, because of the gzeir shemiyachse davar likokula, we still will require b'fanai according to Rabbah. But once nisis, so then Rabbah is willing to be mekel. Rabbah says the chachamim are willing to be mekel. So iachi v'rek the Gemara, havi lohutzuch olam b'fanai t'fanai nechtam lahachmer leah, ela lahakel leah. But the Brisa says that b'fanai is only lehokel, not lahachmer. Lehokel that she shouldn't require kiyum, but not lahachmer that she requires b'fanai even in the face of kiyum. It's not really lehokel, says the Gemara. Mishum denisisu. It's not that Chazal wanted to be mekel on her. It's that once nisis, so then we're not going to be machmer on her. It's specifically mishum denisis. It's not for mishum denisis that we're going to be mekel. Vimlo nisis, says Rashi, lo shavkinan la le'in suve. Mishum denises, if she gets married, so then she doesn't need b'fanai. As long as there's kiyum, it's okay. But before nises, we would say that maybe you dafka need b'fanai. Maybe kiyum is not going to help you. Maybe it's dafka mishum denises. So zok the Gemara, no. Hachi ka'amar. Chidem l'hachmer lo v'lefka. What are you going to say? We should be machmer on her, that not only should she not remarry, but she has to be yotzei mitachas baila, will be machmer on her without b'fanai, she'll have to actually leave her husband. No. They were to be makel on her. To be makel on her that she doesn't need the kiyum, but to be machmer on her that even after nises, of course, it's only kishanises that we're going to be makel. But to be machmer on her after kishanises that she still needs befanai, azoi vait so far that she's going to need befanai even after nises, that far they're not going to go. Right? That far they're not going to go. Bataka before Nisa, she would need Bafanai, according to Rabbah. Right? If we can explain the Brayso, according to Rabbah, before Nisa, she would need Bafanai because of the Gzeira. Right? Even if it's Lacha Shalom, then really Rabbah shouldn't require Bafanai, there's no problem of Lishma, but because of the Gzeira, Rabbah would say that the Chachamim would require Lishma. They would require Bafanai. Rabbah would say that the Chachamim would require Bafanai before Nisa's. But after Nisa's, we're not going to be Machmane. After Nisa's, we're going to say that Kiyam is sufficient. But you need Befanai because of Lishma? No, we're not going to be Machman her for that just because of the Gzeira, because she's already Nisis. Why not? So says the Gemara, Taima Mai de Masiba Ma'ara Pasale, Nash de Balo Kam Ara, Na Nekam Vinara Allah. Kiyum? Right? If the problem is Kiyum, so then we're not going to be Ma'ara on the get if the Balo is not Ma'ara. Right? If the whole problem. The whole problem of Befanai, Rashi, the time my Amar Rabbanan the Baal Meimer, Domasi Baal Ma'arer, Hilgachim Lo Nises, Lo Tinase. If she's not Nises, then Taka Lo Tinase. Abul Hashtar, the Nises, Amai Lefka, Akati Lo Asi Baal La'arer, Anan Nekam Bina'ar. Once she gets married, so then we'll make it on her. That since the Baal hasn't been Ma'arer yet, she doesn't need Befanai, as long as she has the two Edim, there's Kiyam, then that's going to be sufficient. So this is the Gemara. This is the Gemara. The Gemara continues. If we looked at the Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, we thought that the Machlokas, Lishma Kiyam, Machlokas, the Tam of the Fanayim, the Machlokas, Rabbi Rabbah comes to the Gemara and says it's a Machlokas, other Rabbi Rabbah too. Chadam al-Fishayim b'Kiyam Lishma, v'chadam al-Fishayim edim etzim v'kayim. Testayim, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, hudam al-Fishayim b'Kiyam Lishma, Rav Shimon bar Abba Isi Gita Lakamid Rav Yishev and Levi the Omar Leit Zichna Lamer Mifanit Afanin Achtam Olo. He came before Rav Yishev, this person came before Rav Yishev and Levi, and he says, do I have to say Mifanit or not? He brings a get from Medina Sayam. To Omar Lei Lo Tzrichas Lo Omar Lo Bedar Asar Yishonar Shem Bekiyin Lishma Av Bedar Asar Chon De Bekiyin Lishma Lo. Rav Yishev and Levi said to Rav Shimon bar Abba, he says, you don't have to say, because since we're Bekiyam B'Lishma, there's no need to say B'Fanai. It's pretty clear. Testayim says the Gemara, it's pretty clear. Rabbi Yishev ben Levi holds that the time of B'Fanai is Lishma, because that's exactly what he says. Now that B'Zman Hazeh, we're Bekiyam B'Lishma, there's no need to say B'Fanai. So clearly he's the one who says that B'Fanai is because of Lishma. Tractate Gemara, V'Tizbira, V'Haraba Islay D'Rabba. Tizbira, V'Haraba Islay D'Rabba. He's saying, well, Vitizbira, why could he only hold of Lishma? But we're trying to say Rabbi Shimon Levi is not the one who holds of Lishma. So Rashi fills us in, and he says Vitizbira over here is not the regular Vitizbira. Right? He says, even if you're Goris Vitizbira, it doesn't mean that we're trying to be Doche the right. That we brought it to Sky, and Rabbi Shimon Levi is the one who says Lishma. Now we're saying, okay, it can't be. No, Utaka can be. It has to be. In fact, the Gemara later on is going to say that Beferish. Right? That's not the Kashi. Kasha is, how do we know Rav Shimon bar Abba was the only one there? Right? We're assuming Rav Shimon bar Abba was the only one there. He asked, does he have to say Befanai? How could he be the only one there? Aiva Harabba is like the Rava. Rabba is like the Rava. Rabba is concerned about Kiyum too. So if Rav Shimon bar Abba were the only one there, so then you don't have full Kiyum. So why don't you have to say Befanai the Fanai after? Because of Rava? Because of Levishain, Edim, Mitsui, and Lakaim? It's not enough. Okay, he holds of Lishma, but that's not enough. The funny is not just because of Lishma, it's because of Kiyum. How could it be? How could it be that he felt that you didn't have to say Befanai? In Daras Achrona, that would be Kiyum B'Lishma, there's no need to say Befanai. But Rabbi is like the Rava, so he should have to say Befanai anyway. If it's only one person. Ve'od ha'amrinan shemiyavse dover l'kulkulam. Shemiyavse dover l'kulkulam. It's a gzeira, even if you're Rabbi. Even if nowadays would be Kiyum B'Lishma, so what? But you'd still have to say Befanai. Ella, Reb Shimon bar Abba, Inna Shachrina Haba Badei, Bad Lo Choshev, Le Mishim Kvodet, Reb Shimon. there was someone else there. So because there was someone else there, Shnaim Sheheviu Get, there's no need to say Befanai. There's no need to say Befanai. He was wonder. There's no need to say Befanai Mitzad Kiyum. Discussed at great length. Why not? But Mitzad Lishma, Rabbi would say, even if Asua Betray, there's still a need to say Befanai. Because of Lishma. Oh, so that's what the Rabbi Shimon Levi says. B'dar Sachrona, we're became B'lishma. So that aspect of Befanai is not necessary anymore. So as long as there were two people there, then there's no need to say Befanai because Kiyum is going to be satisfied as well. Good. Gemara number two. Okay. The Shleimus, it's important to have the Shleimus. Over here, it's important anyway. Rabbi Shimon Levi is the one who says, Lefisha Mekin Lishma. The Gemara is going to refer back to that. So if you don't have the Gemara in the middle, you're not going to understand the Gemara later on. But sometimes you have to read a little Gemara. There's not so much to say on these pieces of Gemara, but you have to read it for the Shleimus of the Sugya. You see, the first Gemara we quoted is relevant for the Tosfos earlier. Tosfos alluded to that Gemara. The Gemara later on is going to quote the second piece of the Gemara. So without Shleimus, you're not going to be able to follow the Rishonim and follow the Gemara. So it's important to read the Gemara, even if there is nothing to say on that particular Gemara. But now we come to the Sugya. The Sugya that I want to talk with you a little bit about. So Itmar Zakta Gimar. We have a machlokas amaroyim. Why we say Befanai Tefanai Nechta? Different amaroyim, four different amaroyim are involved. So the question is, how many people do you have to say Befanai in front of? The Shliya brings the get from Medina Sayyar. So how many people? So Itmar Zakta Gimar. Itmar. Bifnei Kama knows the law, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina. Chadam Bifnei Shtayim, Chadam Bifnei Shlosh. Machlokas Amaroyim, how many people does the Shliach have to say Befanai in front? Two or three? The Stayim, the Rabbi Yochanan, who the Amar, Bifnei Shnayim, the Ravin Bar of Chista, Isi Gita Lekami, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Amale Zilhavle Ba'apitre. Rabbi Yochanan told Ravin Bar of Chista to give the get in front of two. Stami brought it from Medina Sayyam, he's going to say Befanai, right? Havla ba'apetre ve'emalahu b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. So tistayim, it's a raya. Rabbi Yochanan holds that you have to say it in front of two. You don't need three. Two is good enough. Okay, that's the Gemara. We have a machloka samarayim in front of two, in front of three. And we know who says what. The question is why. So lema ba'akamivlegi, says the Gemara, what's the machloka is two or three? As the Gemara, what's the machlokas two or three? Why should you need to say it in front of anyone? Right? Why should you need to say it in front of anyone? The Gemara says maybe the machlokas is the old machlokas amarayim. Why are you saying it? Machlokas how many is a machlokas of why? Why are you saying? If you hold. If you shen bekin lishma, then two is enough. And if you hold, if you shen edim in the kaimo, so then you need three. Why? We'll see in a moment. Okay, but that's what the Gemara wants to say. The Gemara is troubled. Tizbra, Hamid, Rabbi Yishol ben Levi, Omar, if you shen bekin lishma, Rabbi Yochanan, Amal, if you shen edim in the kaimo. We mentioned earlier, Rabbi Yishol ben Levi, Rabbi Yochanan have a machlokas, whether the tam is if you shen bekin lishma, the tam is if you shen edim in the kaimo. We had it to stay him earlier, Rabbi Yishol ben Levi holds if you shen. Rabbi Yochanan therefore must hold the Vishen Edim Mitzvah in the Kaimo. So it should come out, how many people do you have to say Befanai in front of, according to Rabbi Yochanan? It should be three, not two. So why did he say two? That's the kasha of the Gemara. Why did he say that it's enough for the Shliach to say Befanai in front of two? Va'od, sorry. Tizbra ha mid Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar Lefishen Mekin Lishma Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lefishen Din Edim Mitzvah Nekaimo Vacha Hechi Ka Amar Rabbi Yochanan Bifnei Shnai. That's the kasha. The Od Ha Rabbi Islay De Rava. Even if you hold that two is enough, Laman Dam Lefishen Mekin Lishma, but Rabbi Islay De Rava, you should need three for Kiyum. Ella Zokta Gemara De Kule Alma Beinan Edim Mitzvah Nekaimo. Notice here the kasha is the Tizbra. That what we said was wrong, and the answer is Ella, that was saying something different. Right? Earlier, the Gemara asked the Tizbra, but there's no Ella, because they're not changing anything. They're not changing anything fundamental. They're just saying Reb Shimon Bar Abba had another person with him, but nothing changed. Reb Yishuv and Levi is still the Manda Amr who says the Vishen became the Shmuel. But here we're changing. Ella, the Kuli Amma, Be'inan Eidah, Betsu, and the Kaimah. everyone holds that Bifonai is for Eidim Mitzvah Lekaimah. Maybe everyone holds it that. That it's at least that it's also for that. Either it's only for that or it's also for that, even if they hold the Fishem B'Kiyam L'Shma, but they need, right? You need to say Bifonai also for Kiyam. Right? Kiyam is part of the equation as well. So everyone's holding of Kiyam now. So which sheet is the problem? Two. Why is it enough to say it in front of two? The key here is that Eid Nasa Dayan. We talked about Shliach Nasa Eid. The Gemara in Kiddush on Daf Mem Gimel already said Shliach Nasa Eid. But Eid Nasa Dayan, an Eid can become a Dayan as well. So the Shliach, who's Nasa Eid, the Shliach can become a Dayan. So even though you only have two dayanim, but the shliach is the third dayan. Uman da'amer b'fnei gimel, kasav ha-shliach nasa ei, ve'ein ed nasa dayan. Shliach nasa ei, ve'ein ed nasa dayan. So that's why you need three. The shail is not whether you need three. The shail is not what the tamad over is. Everyone agrees, l'fishein edem etzion l'kama. That's part of the requirement of the funding. And everyone says that you really should need three for some reason that we're going to have to discuss. The question is, do you have the three built in? Can the shliach be one of the three? That's the shaila in the Gemara. If you hold eight nasa dayan, then it can be one of the three. And if not, then you need three independent of the shliach. I affect the Gemara, v'kaim lan b'dirabonan eid nasa dayan. We paskin b'dirabonan, and dinim d'rabonan, eid is nasa dayan. So everyone should say eid nasa dayan. So we're back to square one. Well, why does anyone say that you need three? Everyone should say two is enough, even if b'fani is for eid nasa dayan, the kaim. Two should be enough because Eid Nasa Dayan, it's Bidirabbana. This is all Bidirabbana. Kiyam Shtaras is only the Rabbana. Elahacha Bahaka Miflagi. The Marasava came in the Isha Ksher Elahavi Yasagad Zinu Demaisale Itzav Samchi Allah. The Idach Isha made the Yadim Lo Samchi Allah. The Shail is not whether Eid Nasa Dayan, of course, Bidirabbana and Eid Nasa Dayan. The question is, if a woman brings a Gad, even though Shliach Nasa Eidva, Eid Nasa Dayan, but a woman apparently can't be Nasa Dayan, the Gemara is assuming, and Isha's not Ksheira Lodon, she wouldn't be shy to be a Dayan in Kiyam Shtaras. But the question is, are we afraid that you're going to be, that you're going to rely on an Isha when she brings the Get? If a Shliach who's an Ish brings the Get, so even if he's a Karav Apostle, he can say Bifanai, that's fine. Right? Even if he's a Karav, he can say Bifanai. And he could be a Dayan as well, it would seem. It would seem. We'll have to see about that, right? But presumably the Karo could be a Dayan, or leaving that out. Let's just say a Pasha to Shliach. The Shliach could be Nasa Dayan, Eid Nasa Dayan. So even if you hold that you need three, but the Shliach can count. Yeah, but the problem is, if we allow the Shliach to count, so then maybe we'll assume that a Shliach can always count as a Dayan. So one day I hold that you need three Mamish, you need three Dayanim besides the Shliach, even though the Shliach could be Nasa Dayan, but Altsagzera, Shema, when a woman brings the get, you'll think that she can also be a dayan, and that's not true. So therefore, even by a regular shliach, we're going to require you to have a bezin of three besides the shliach. This is the gemara. Initially, the gemara wanted to say that the shaila, whether b'fani has to be said in front of two or three, is a shaila of the tam hatakana, whether it's because of lishma, because of kiyam. The gemara says, no, maybe everyone agrees to kiyam, but there's one shita that says that two is enough because shliach nasa eid ve'eid nasa dayan. The gemara says that everyone might hold that. And the one who says that you need three is just concerned about Isha, that you'll think that an Isha is Nasa Dayan, she can't be Nasa Dayan, but a regular Shliach certainly can be Nasa Dayan, and two should have been sufficient, but because of the Gzera of Isha, that's why one day I hold that you need three, and the other one says we're not afraid of Isha, we know Isha is different, two is enough by a regular Shliach. This is the Gemara. Let's now try to understand what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara says that the machlokas, whether you say in front of two or in front of three, that's a machlokas of lishmo o kiyama, machlokas about the tam hadover. But the tam hadover is the way you say b'fana. What's the connection? What's the connection between the two? I know this is the machlokas that we've been dealing with, you know, since the beginning of this month. But not everything can be dependent on that. Like why does the Gemara think that two or three is dependent on the tam hadavar? So comes the Ritva, and he has a merdiki yisod over here. Ritva has a whole shtickle Torah to explain this. We have to see exactly, you know, what's he saying, What's he adding that he didn't have to say? Maybe some other Rishonim are going to have nuances of difference with the Ritva. If you have a Kovetz, maybe look over this. A beautiful piece in the Ritva. Yeah. That's our kasha, right? Why? Just because the tam atakon is lishma, so why don't you have to say it in front of three? What's his kasha really? So he explains. The shliach is saying something, right? There's some kind of edus that he's giving, right? So chazal amekel that eid echad is enough, a shliach echad is enough. Okay, shkoyach. But he still has to give the edus to someone. So normally we find Kabbalah say this is in front of a Bezdin. So if Kabbalah say this normally requires three, so why over here shouldn't Kabbalah say this require three? Right? It's an edus, it's an amira, it's an edus on the part of the shliach. So shouldn't it require three? The achav ha'hasam Kabbalah say this who mali Kabbalah say this minachasimas mali Kabbalah say this minaksiva shul lishma should also require three. Yeshlom is up the ritva adlamanda amem mishum lishma. Midina shliach meheman de erecha neman beisur. What is lishma saying? Why is the shliach neman? If you hold the funa, it's because of lishma. Meikar adin the shliach is neman de erecha neman beisur. He should have been neman because of erecha neman beisur. Ilav time David shebe'ervu k'dam le'el. The only reason the shliach wouldn't be neman is because it's a davar shebe'ervan. Umishamiguna, ikilubava asuwisu zekashari surim da erecha neman. It leaves a little bit out. The Gemara on that basis, Tam Safi, the Dani Mikmiri, really shouldn't need anything, even though it's Davish of Ever, shouldn't need any edus on the part of the Shliach. The Chachamim were machmir. Right, let's say Rabbah. Right, the Chachamim were machmir, the Fishem became Lishma, to require the Bafanai in the first place. So, Mishamiguna, ikilubava asuwisu zekashari surim da erecha neman. The Chachamim were machmer, but they didn't make it into a davar shebe'erva. Right? You could have said the chumra is that even though stam safed the dani mikmakmir, we have a row, so really there should be no need for edus. But Chazal machmer to say I need an edus of the fani nachta mishum lishma. So you could have said, well, this is davar shebe'erva. You should need to. So Chazal were not machmer so much. Chazal said it's like isurim. The eid echad is neman. The shliach echad can be neman. It's still like isurim. It's not like a davar shebe'erva. They weren't machmer so much. He says, "The cave in the time of Mishum the Eidachan Neman who ain't Zarech Shlosha Shlomatzinu Eida Meir Al Issa Sheid Zarech Lahagim Ifnei Shlosha the Eino Kabbalah say Zok the Ritva that's the Issa that if you hold the Fishem Bekin Lishma it turns out that the whole Takana the Rabbanan is that we require a statement of the Shliach but not Betoras Eidos Betoras Isurim we know that Eidachad is Neman Isurim." And the Eid Echad who's Neman Bisurim doesn't have to testify in front of the Bezdin. There's no Kabbalah Seidus. No Kabbalah Seidus. If you ask someone, is this kosher? He can just tell you, it's kosher. There's no need to be Magid Eidus be Bezdin. So if there's no Haggadah Seidus in Bezdin, there's no Kabbalah Seidus. There's no Kabbalah Seidus. Right? There's no... Where is this? Shalomotzinu Eidam Meir Al Issa Sheit Tzarech Lohi Bifnei Shlosha Deinu Ke Kabbalah Seidus. Yeah. Really, you shouldn't even need to. You shouldn't have to say it in front of two. Right? When it comes to Issa Beheter, the Eid Echad doesn't have to testify in front of two. You could just tell someone, you could tell his chaver, you don't even need two. You really shouldn't even need two, Zok Ritva. B'dinu da'afilu trei nami lo liboy, el mishum chumra de'esh es ish. Hitzrichu sheyomer adavir b'fnei shnayim kedei sheyei shliach nizer v'masha omer u'medakdik be'edusa. For meidug dayik, you have to say it at least in front of two. Mishum chumer de'eshes ish. Mishum chumer de'eshes ish. It's not really what the Gemara says on Daf Gimel. Is it mishum chumer de'eshes ish? The Gemara seems to say that we want the shliach to be meidug dayik so that the Baal is not going to come and complain. We don't want the Baal to complain because then there'll be motzi laws against the woman, right? According to Rabbah, 2 days in Tosus, whether he actually can pass the get or maybe he won't be able to pass it, there'll be motzi laws anyway. So, and that's a problem. That would be a problem with the Eishes Ish. We don't want there to be any problems with this Eishes Ish. So in order for him to be made a Dayak, that's why we require him to say it at least in front of two. But three? Why should he need three? There's no Kabbalah Seidus here. There's no Haggadah Bebezdin. There's no Kabbalah Seidus. It's all Isurim. So if it's Isurim, Eid Echad is Nema Bisurim. He doesn't need a Kabbalah Seidus. So that's why saying it in front of two is enough, because he'll be made a Dayak. That's the Manda Amr Bifnei Shnayim. Aval Manda Amr Mishum Kiyum, Shliach Enu Nema Mishum Eid Echad Shu Nema Bisurim. The time Mishum De Medina Kiyum Shtaros Lo Liboy Yalad Kim Shtaros Lo Liboy. Rava says it's not an Eid Echad Nema Bisurim Bikadim. No, it's that you really shouldn't need Bifanai Mishum Kiyum Shtaros, because Kiyum Shtaros is only the Rabbanan to begin with. There's no need Minat Torah for an Eidus of Kiyum Shtaros. The whole thing is a Din the Rabbanan. El Rabbanan Uda Atzruch Vakilu Acha Mishum Iguna Shieshliach Nema Ketrei. According to Rava, also, you really shouldn't need anything, right? Rish Lakish says, "Eidem Achasum Al Shtaros Kemishin Echri Lusim Abezdin." There should be no need to have any kind of statement of the Tanya. The Chachamim Machmir to say that you need an Eidus of Kiyum Shtaros. So Hachamishim Eguna, the Mekel that a Shliach Echad is going to be sufficient. But a Shliach Echad is going to be sufficient, he still needs a Kabbalah Seidus. He needs a Kabbalah Seidus because they were Mekel in the number, right? They were Mekel in how many you need to say this, but they weren't Mekel in terms of the Tzura of the Din. Right? The Din is that Kiyum Shtaros has to be in Bezdin, so it has to be in Bezdin, it needs three. So even if Chazal are Mekel for Bafane, that Shliach Echad is enough, normally in a Kiyum Shtaros you need two Eidim to be Mekayim. So Chazal are Mekel that Shliach Echad is enough for the Kiyum Shtaros of Bafane, but they're not Mekel in the Tzura of Kiyum Shtaros. You still need three as a Bezdin for Kiyum Shtaros. Okay, so that's what the Gemara means. Dr. Ritva, the Gemara is saying that whether you need two or three is a function of Lishma or Kiyum. It's really going to the heart of what the Eidus is that the Shliach is saying, right? If you're saying it Mishum Lishma, it's like Yisurim. And if it's like Yisurim, then you don't need a Haggadah Bebezdin, you don't need Kabbalah Seidus. But if it's the Vishen Eidim Mitzvim Lekaimo, then it's not like Yisurim. It's like an Eidus of Kiyum Shtaros. Even if Eid Echad is enough, Chazal HaMekel, that Shliach Echad is enough for this Kiyum Shtaros, but because it's a Kiyum Shtaros, I need a Kabbalah Seidus. If I need a Kabbalah Seidus, then I'm going to have to do it in front of three. I have to do it in front of three. This is how the Ritva explains. And we saw this already. This was actually echoed by another one of the Mefarshim earlier in the Sugya. Does anyone remember? Who made this point? That the machlokas, whether two or three, is really a machlokas about the nature of the eidus of the shliach. The nature of the eidus of the shliach. We saw another nafkamina between kiyum as opposed to lishma in terms of the nature of the eidus, how the eidus is given. Remember, we had a marsha. We had a marsha in the top of Hey Amad Aleph. What did the marsha say? What kind of eidus is neman if you hold that the final time is only Mishum Lishma? Bitoch Haksav, right? The Marsha said, the Marsha was explaining that was the Tosfos Rosh we saw, right? That the Elaim would be neman to be made Mitoch Haksav if you held like Rabba, if the requirement of the Fani is only Mishum Lishma. But if it's Mishum Kiyum, it's like regular Kiyum Shtaros, so there, you need a real Eidus. Right? If it's only like Yisurim, so it's just Nemonus Ba'alma, it's not a Torah's Eidus. It's not a Torah's Eidus, so then Ripiyim B'lo Piksav doesn't apply. Ksiva Mitoch, Eidus Mitoch Haksav is fine, because it's not really Eidus. But it's after Marsha, if you need B'fanai because of Kiyum, so then Mitoch Haksav is not going to work. So the writing of the Elaim, the Eidus of the Elaim Mitoch Haksav, will only work for the Lishma, not for the Kiyum. So after Marsha, what's my raya to that? The Gemara Daf Hei Beis. Daf Hei says that depending on what your tam is, will determine whether you have to say Bifani in front of two or in front of three. What does one have to do with the other? He said that's exactly the point. That if you have to say it in front of three, you're saying that this is an Eidus, it's a Torah Eidus. If it has a Torah Eidus, then Mitoch HaKsav is going to be possible. But if you only say it in front of two, then it doesn't have a Torah Eidus. It doesn't have a Torah Eidus, it's like Yisurim, so then Mitoch HaKsav is going to be possible. This is what the Marsha says. Really, he's really echoing what the Ritva says over here, Alasar and Rafaim Abbas. This is how the Marsha and the Ritva understand this Gemara. Hamza Tosis Rid on the side of the Gemara, he has a little bit of a different pshat. Sounds the same, but not quite the same. What does the Tosafot say? Let's see it. The Tosafot on the Gilyon over here, on the side of the Gemara. That you gotta always keep in mind. There's no Tosafot in the Kovitz Mefarshim. You look high and low. The Achronim quote the Tosafot. You say, I don't. There's no Tosafot in Gilyon. No, there's a Tosafot in Mamish in Gilyon. It's on the Gemara, on the side of the Gemara. So what does he say? The kiyum shtaros the kuliyal maboy shlosha mitneishu meisa bezdin kedamer perak beitzuk sukus. So the machlokus is with the shliach nasa eid veid nasa dayim. It's going on that chayav to the gemara. But everyone holds the kiyum shtaros requires three because it's a meisa bezdin. So therefore it requires three. So why do you need three over here? Let's formulate this precisely. Why do you need three according to the Tosafot written? According to everyone, you need three if you hold Lefishen Edim and Svein Lekano, because Kiyam Shtara somehow requires three. But what aspect of Kiyam Shtara requires three? What's the Maisa Bezdin of Kiyam Shtara? What's the Maisa Bezdin in Kiyam Shtara? When do we have a Maisa Bezdin? What are the possibilities? Yes, Zach.
In the
Baal Chalitza? No, I don't think so. When is the Maisa Bezdin? Forget about B'fanei D'fanei Nachtam. In Kiyum Shtaros in general, when do we define this as a Maisa Bezdin, Tovia?
When the Edom come and validate the Chasimas.
What is Bezdin doing there?
I guess they're listening, or...
Kabbalah Seydis. So you're saying it's a Maisa Bezdin B'shas Kabbalah Seydis. I think not. I think the Shem Maisa Bezdin is later. Will...
They put like a stamp of approval.
They put a stamp of approval. Right? What happens? If the Bezdin's Mekayim the Shtar, so then they write. Right? They write what's called Ashrosa the Dain. That's the Lashon the Gemara Ksubas has. They write a handbook. Right? Some of you are familiar with that Lashon. They write something on the side. But most of Tlosa Kachad Aveina, we were three together, and these Edom came, and they were Mekayim the Shtar, and now the Shtar's been quit. Right? They write onto the shtar, or they can write a separate shtar, or they can write it on the shtar, write a separate shtar. They say that the shtar is the queen. That's the Maisa Bezdin. When they put the stamp of approval on the kiyum, that's really the Maisa Bezdin. Right? Whenever we talk about Maisa Bezdin, Chalitz is a Maisa Bezdin. What's the Maisa Bezdin? The Maisa Bezdin is when they say the woman's muteris, right? She goes through the motions, and then they put a stamp of approval on the Chalitza. That's what makes it into a Maisa Bezdin. So here, the Maisa Bezdin really is in the psak of the Bezdin. It's in the actual kiyum, the fact that they're saying, okay, we'll makabel the edus, and now we are officially being makayim the shtar. That's what the Tosafot seems to be saying. And Rashi also sort of alludes to such an idea. What does Rashi say? It's sort of weird that we read a Gemara, and then we have a Kasha, we go to the Ritva, we ignore Rashi, because in the background, you know, with the background of the Ritva and Tosafot, then we have to look at Rashi and see what does he say. What does Rashi say? The fishein eidim, the kevin de lekiyumehu beinan plosa kedemina beksubas beperek sheni the kiyum shtaros b'shlosh. Since it's lekiyumi, Yehovah funny is because of the fishein eidim it's in the kaimo. You need three. Why? Because the Gemara Ksuba says kiyum shtaros b'shlosh. Vas meintas kiyum shtaros b'shlosh. What does that mean? Kiyum shtaros b'shlosh. What does he not say? Which word does he leave out? He leaves out Maisa Bezdin, but he also leaves out what else? Kabbalah Seydis. Doesn't say anything about the Kabbalah Seydis. He says, Kiyum Shtaros B'Shlosha. Kiyum Shtaros B'Shlosha. What does that mean, Kiyum Shtaros B'Shlosha? Pasha Pshad is Kiyum Shtaros B'Shlosha means that the actual Kiyum, the Chalos Kiyum Ashtar, has to be B'Shlosha. I would say he means the Maisa Bezdin of Kiyum Shtaros has to be B'Shlosha. The Bezdin, I need a Bezdin to paskin up that the Shtar is Mekuyim. Kiyum Shtaros B'Shlosha means that you can't be Mekayim Shtar without Shlosha. Let me ask you a question. Let's say the three Dayanim know the signatures. There is no Kabbalah Seydis. There's no Kabbalah Seydis at all. Right? Would you say that Kiyum Shtaros doesn't have to be B'Shlosha? No, the actual Kiyum Shtaris has to be B'Shlosha. There doesn't have to be Kabbalah Seidus necessarily. The phrase of Kiyum Shtaris B'Shlosha means that three Dayanim have to say, we know that this Shtar is Mekoyim. We know that these Chasimos are not forged. That's what the three Dayanim have to say. How do they know that? Well, if they don't know it themselves, then they need the Kabbalah Seidus. But the phrase Kiyum Shtaris B'Shlosha, I think, is more similar to the Rid than the Ritva. Right? Rashi is saying that Kiyum Shtaris is a Maisa Bezdin and needs three. That's all. He didn't take a stand of whether you have a Kabbalah Seidus Bifnei Shloshim Kiyum. He's saying that the Psak Din of Kiyum Shtaris has to be B'Shloshim. The Maisa Bezdin of Kiyum Shtaris has to be B'Shloshim. Comes to Ritva and says, no. Even the Kabbalah Seidus has to be B'Shloshim. Even the Kabbalah Seidus has to be B'Shloshim. Right? It's not exactly the same. It's not exactly the same. It's not going to be a nafkamina here. Right? It's not going to be a nafkamina here. The fact is, the shliach has to say in front of three, because that's the only way that the Besdin is going to be able to have a Maisa Besdin and passing up that the get is makuna, it's not forged. Here, there's not going to be a nafkamina. Right? We're saying that the shliach has to say in front of three, if you hold that b'fanei is mishum kiyum, because you need the Kabbalah Eidus to be in front of three. You need the Maisa Besdin to be done by three. The Maisa Besdin can't be done by three unless they know. How are they going to know unless the Shliach told them? Right? How are they going to know unless the Shliach told them? This Shaila. The shaila as to whether Kiyum Shtaris B'Shlosha means that the Kabbalah Seidus has to be done B'Shlosha, or the Psak, the Maisa Bezdin of Kiyum Shtaris, has to be B'Shlosha. This is a Machlokas HaRishonim in Ksubis. It's actually a Machlokas HaRishonim in Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis, I think you started to get to in the extra time that I gave you. Gemara in Ksubis has an interesting case. Shlosha Shiyoshu L'Kayim Asashta Shnayim Makirin Chasim Asidei Eidim Be'echad Eino Makir. What happens if two of the Dayanim recognize the signatures, but one doesn't? Zok the Gemara, Achlo Chosmu. The Gemara repairs that and says it really means Achlo Chosmu. Before they wrote the Ashrasa, the Daini, before they wrote the Psak Din, Me'idim Befana Vechosei. But Misha Chosmu, Ein Me'idim Befana Vechosei. Meaning, if it's Mechzik Keshikra, we don't want it to be Mechzik Keshikra, to look like a lie. That they're going to write the Hedrin, they're going to write the Ashrasa the Daini before that one Dayan knows that these are the signatures. You got to first be made in front of him, because if not, then it looks like a lie. It looks like a lie a little bit that he's saying, but most of the Chosak, Achada Avena, and we were Makayim Neshtah. He wasn't Makayim Neshtah yet, he doesn't even know. So we have to wait. We have to wait to write the Ashrasa the Daini until they're made in front of him. But who is made in front of him? Who is made in front of him? Achelo chosmu me'idin b'fon avachosim. Me'idin, that means the two dayanim who know. There are three dayanim over here. One of them does not recognize the signatures, and two recognize. So the two have to be made in front of the one. The two are made in front of the one about the chasimas, and then they can write the ashrasa the daini, they can write the kiyuv. The Gemara says, Shma minat las, shayina eidna sedayin. We see three things here. Shmamina Eidna Sedayan, the Eidim, the two Dayanim who are Eidim, they can be Dayanim also. They're Eidim on the Kiyum. They're testifying about the signatures. They're testifying about the signatures. So they can be Dayanim also. First they'll testify. And then they'll serve as Dayanim over here. They'll serve as Dayanim on the Kiyum. That's Shmamina Echad. Shmamina Dayanim Amakir Chasim Asidei Eidim Eino Tzrichim Lahai Bifneim. Notice, the two Dayanim who know don't have to have a Kabbalah Seidus. They testify in front of the other guy. But if they know, then they can paskin up, they can be Makayim Neshtar just based on their knowledge. The one Dayan who doesn't know, so he needs an Eidus in front of him. But if the Dayan, if all three Dayanim would know, then they could just paskin up, they can write their Kiyum without any Eidus. Mishmarina, Dayanim Shem Makirin, Chasim Asidei Eidim, Tzrichon Nahar Bifnei Kol Echad Ve'Echad. What's more, every single Dayan has to hear, he has to know that these are the signatures. We can't just be made in front of some of the Dayanim and then think that sorry if another person. No, every Dayan has to know. So either he has an independent knowledge or he has to hear an Eidus that these are the Chasimas. This is what the Gemara Ksuba says. If one Dayan doesn't know of the chasima. He doesn't know that this chasima belongs to an aid. So then two of the dayanim have to be made in front of him. And then they can all sign together. They can sign the kiyum together. So all the Rishonim ask, just 1 second. The Gemara says, from here we see aid nasa dayan. That means that the two dayanim that are serving as aidim now, they will serve as dayanim on the kiyum ashtar together with the one dayan who's going to hear their eidos. That's what the Gemara says, that aid nasa dayan. Forget about the future. What's happening now? Two dayanim are testifying in front of who? In front of one guy? One dayan? How can they have that? How can they do that? That's not a Kabbalah Seder. There's no bezin. Forget about whether Eid Nasa Dayan after the Kabbalah Seder, that these two guys can be mitzarif with this one fella, with the one dayan who now gets the Kabbalah Seder. Now they can be mitzarif and do a kiyum ashtar. Forget about then. How about the here and now? How can they say Eidus in front of one person? There's no Kabbalah Seder in front of three. There's no Kabbalah Seder in front of three. How does it work? This is a kasha that the Rishonim ask. And it's such a stark akasha that the Ramban, which I didn't ask you to see, the Ramban says, you know what the answer is? It must be that you're going to put two other people with this one to be makabel the edus of the two dayan. Gemara doesn't say anything about that. But obviously, you're moshev shnayim eitzel echad for the Kabbalah Seidus. But then for some reason, those two guys can't stick around for the kiyum. They leave. And now these three can combine for the kiyum. But avada, you need three of the Kabbalah Seidus, because if not, the whole thing doesn't get off the ground. There's no kiyum shtaris over here because there's no Kabbalah Seder with Nishlosha. The Ramban is so troubled with this kasha, he says you got to learn up the Gemara, that there's something missing from the Gemara, that really you have to be Moshev, Shnayim, Eitzel, Hayochid to be Makabal the Eidus. But the Ran and the Rush do not say that. What does the Ran say? The Ran has a very important comment that we're going to get back to multiple times in the Sugya. What does the Ran say? This is on page 2 in the Makoros. The Ran says, V'chi Tema, he quotes the whole Gemara, as I said. The Chitema, this is on Daf Chesam Ebeis and Daf Yarif, page 2 in packet number 24. Dr. Ran, the Chitema, the Hechi Mahani, Hai Eidah Shem Eidin Eilu, Ashnayim Vifni Ashlishi, the Habe Kabbalah Seidah, Shlosha Beina, the Hochaleko, Ela Echa, the Pele, there's no three in the Kabbalah Seidah, how does it work? There's no three in the Kabbalah Seidah, how does it work? Tiretz Rash Bazal, Haven, the Kim Shtaris, the Rabbanan, Ilu Ashnayim Bishor Shema Eden Nasin Dayanim Umitzdarfim Umashlishi Lekabal Eidus Atzman. Whoa, that is a chidush. Talk to Rashba, since Kiyum Shtaris, the Rabbana, the whole thing is only a chumra, the Rabbana to begin with. Chazal Ar Mekel, that Eid Nasidayim, right? That Eid Nasidayim Bevasachas. That's really what he said, right? That the Dayan, who's serving as an aid, can serve as a Dayan simultaneously. He can be mitzayev to the other. So we have the three. We don't have to be Moshev Shnayim, Eitzel Yochid. You don't need two more guys. No, these three Dayonim together, they are Mekabel Eidus. Mekabel Eidus? Mekabel Eidus of himself? That's what the Rashba is saying. It's a kula. Since Kiyum Shtaris is only the Rabbanan, the two Dayonim who are Meid can be Dayonim too. They can be Eidim and Dayonim B'Vasachas. It's a tremendous chesh. We're going to have to talk about this more. In a different context, later in the Sukkah. But that's the answer. The answer of the Rashba is that Yitaka need three for Kabbalah Seidus. That the Chiddush is that Eid Nasa Dayan, and therefore you'll have the three. The Ramban says you need three for Kabbalah Seidus, and to get the three you have to be Moshe Shnayim Eitzel Yochid. The Rashba says no, there's no need. Eid Nasa Dayan simultaneously. The Dayanim are going to serve as Eid, and they can serve as Dayanim as well, and they can be Mitztarev with the Echad. So you have three for Kabbalah Seidus. It's such a peladika shita, which we'll have to talk about. They're serving as Eidim and Dayanim simultaneously. Normally, we assume that Eid Nasa Dayan means if he serves as an Eid now, so then later he can serve as a Dayan. But not at the same time. In the Kabbalah Seidus, he can be both Eid and Dayan as well. Right? That seems sort of strange. How can he play both roles? It's a very, very strange skit over there, right? Right? You know, he's standing on both sides of the play. It's sort of weird. But that's what the Rashba says, Zakula, because Kim Shtar is the Rabban. Comes the Rosh and says, no, absolutely not. That's not the answer. The answer is much simpler. Yesh ledaktik mikan zok the Rosh and Ksubis. Simen Chav, he says, Yesh ledaktik mikan, shen tzorek lehoi lachasimus v'edim v'fnei kol shlosh ben yachad. If you see from here that you don't have to be made on the Chasimah Sa'edin b'fnei kol shlosh dan yachad. You don't have to be made in front of three dayanim together. Ela dai she'yidu b'fnei kol echad ve'echad b'fnei atzmo. The Rush says a tremendous chiddush. He says, what do we see from this Gemara? The Rush says, you see from this Gemara that it's not necessary to have three dayanim together for the Kabbalah Seder of Kiyum Shtams. Two can be made in front of Reuven, and then two can be made in front of Shimon. The same two. Reuven, let's say they couldn't come, you know, Shimon has to give a shear when Reuven's available. Right? So they can be made in front of Reuven, then Reuven goes away, and then... And then they're made in front of Shimon, and then Shimon goes away. They're made in front of Levi, and then Reuven, Shimon, and Levi can get together later, and they'll write up a henpik, they'll write up a shrus at the dinah that there was a kiyum shtaris. There's no need to have three for kabbalas edus of kiyum shtaris of the Rush. It's fascinating. The Ramban and the Rush are both so troubled with this kasha that they have two extremes to answer this kasha. The Ramban says, "Where's the three? Where's the three?" He says, it must be there, even though the Gemara doesn't mention it. The Rush says, where's the three? Where's the three? It must be that you don't need three. Right? They're so bothered with this kasha that they say either this proves that you don't need three for Kabbalah Seder of Kiyum Shtaris, or there must be three. Comes the Rashba and says, no, there are no extra people over here. And you do need three, but you have the three because Eid Nasadayin even simultaneously. Okay? These are the different approaches that the Rishonim have. What do we see? That both the Ramban and the Rashba hold that you need three Dayanim for Kabbalah Seder of Kiyum Shtaris. And the Rush argues fundamentally. The Rush says you don't need three Dayanim for the Kabbalah Seder of Kiyum Shtaris. This is the Machlokas, the Ritva and the Tosis Rid. Tosis Rid says that Kiyum Shtaris B'Shlosha means the Maisa Bezna has to be B'Shlosha. Kabbalah Seder in front of three? Lav Dafka. The Tosis Rid is a Rush man. And maybe Rashi as well. The Tosis Rid is a rushman. He says that you don't need Kabbalah Seder in front of three. Kim Shtaris Rabbanan, it's more kal. So because it's more kal, there's no need to have a Kabbalah Seder in front of three. Comes the Ritva and says, no, absolutely not. The Ritva assumed it's a Davar Poshet. You need the Kabbalah Seder in front of three. So he would have been bothered with the Kasha. I'm not sure what his answer is. Right? You got to look at the Ritva and Ksubis. Right? He'll either say like the Ramban or say like the Rashba. But the Ritva would have been bothered. He holds, no, why shouldn't you need the Kabbalah Seder in front of three? Chazal HaMeker that Kiyum Shtaris, Chazal HaMachmer that you need a Kiyum Shtaris B'chlal, right? So they're Meker in certain circumstances, right? Like in the case of B'fanai, they'll say that Shliach Echad is enough, right? They'll be Meker in terms of the Eidus that you need, but fundamentally, this is an Eidus that requires Bezdin. So if it requires Bezdin, if Kiyum Shtaris B'shlosha, Kiyum Shtaris requires Bezdin, the Kabbalah's Eidus should require Bezdin as well. What's the difference between this and any other din Torah of the Bezdin? Any other Maisa Bezdin? If you need Eidus for the Maisa Bezdin, Lechora, the Kabbalah Seder should have to be in front of Bezdin. Okay, so this is a nuance of difference between the Rishonim. According to the Ritva, the reason why Kiyum Shtaris B'Shlosha over here, the reason why B'Fanei has to be said in front of three, is because the Kabbalah Seder of B'Fanei actually has to be said in front of three. According to the Tosis Rid, you get the impression it's more that the Maisa Bezdin, Maisa Bezdin has to be done in front of three. So the question is, what's the Hecha Timsa? Could there be a Hecha Timsa that you'll have Maisa Bezdin in front of three if the Shliach had only testified in front of two? The Gemara still says that Laman Dam Lefishayne Dem Esun Lekaimo, the Shliach has to say B'Fanei in front of three. But why does he have to say B'Fanei in front of three? Not because of the Kabbalah Seidus. Maybe you don't need Kabbalah Seidus of Kiyum Shtaris in front of three. But you need to say it in front of three because it's three who have to paskin up. And if you don't say it in front of three, so how are they going to know? How are the three going to know that actually b'fanai nifta, b'fanai nifta?